USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Hurricane Dorian, still a Category 4 storm and expected to hit the Bahamas by this evening. And then, well, here's the latest forecast from Edward Rappaport at the National Hurricane Center.
After passing through the northwestern Bahamas, we forecast that the center will be turning towards the northwest and then the north just off the Florida east coast, but close enough that those tropical storm force winds will likely impinge on the Florida east coast. And so we do have tropical storm watches now in effect for Palm Beach County up through the Treasure Coast. Depending on where the turn occurs, we'll be seeing tropical storm to perhaps hurricane conditions farther north as well as we get into early next week, then potentially into Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster declaring a state of emergency for his state last night because of Dorian. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
A routine traffic stop near Odessa, Texas, leads to 5 people being shot and killed, 21 others wounded by a man who was then shot by police in a movie theater parking lot. Shortly after it happens, Vice President Mike Pence tells reporters,
"The president spoke to the attorney general. FBI is already assisting local law enforcement in the investigation going forward.
An officer among those wounded, but he's expected to recover." Southeast Alaska struck by a 5.0 magnitude earthquake last evening. It hit about 100 miles northwest of Juneau in a remote corner of Glacier Bay National Park. No word on any significant damage or injury. The Democratic National Committee says the fourth debates will be on October 15th in Ohio, though a specific location has not yet been determined. This is USA Radio News. Spending any time online this weekend? Look for us at usaradio.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Protests are continuing in Hong Kong this weekend as protesters threw gasoline bombs at government headquarters and set fires in the streets on Saturday, while police stormed a subway car and hit passengers with batons and pepper spray. The protests have been going on and off since June. Researchers are suggesting a possible link between unhealthy foods and depression in teenagers. USA Radio Network's John Clemens explains.
Dr. Sylvie Merg in the psychology department at the University of Alabama at Birmingham says the study was conducted on teenagers testing their levels of sodium to low levels of potassium over 18 months.
The higher the levels of sodium and the lower the levels of potassium, the more depressive symptoms do you report it a year and a half later.
What was her conclusion?
Try to stay away from highly processed foods. It's not good for your health, and it's not good for your mental health either.
Dr. Merck says the study leads to a number of other questions.
Is it because people who feel depressed eat unhealthy foods, or is it because unhealthy foods contribute to depression, or is it something else?
I'm John Clemens.
And finally, some Star Wars fans are putting their plans to visit Disney World's new Galaxy Edge attraction on hold because of Hurricane Dorian. While Disney's hurricane policy offers refunds to customers who purchase tickets through Disney, it doesn't cover third-party purchases with airlines, hotels, and car rentals. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.